This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'm really super excited to have her back on my show. She was on my show back in April of this year. We're talking about BioCorrex, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. And with us today is the Chief Operating Officer and the Chief Financial Officer, Lourdes Felix. Lourdes, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Pleasure to be back.
You know, opiates is such a huge topic along with CBD products. It's a crisis in this company, that being the opiates. Why should people take a look at your company and what you guys are trying to accomplish?
Very good point, Everett. So I'll describe our company in a nutshell. So BioCorrex is a healthcare company, and we are focused on developing treatment solutions for substance abuse and related disorders. And obviously, we have a huge, huge pandemic when it comes to opioids. And what we've been trying to do for 10 years now is build a comprehensive program that revolves around medication-assisted treatment. So our business primarily revolves around the medication, naltrexone, that's delivered in an implant form. And what we've done throughout the past 7 years is continue to build on it and build this very comprehensive program that not just includes the medication, but also includes the psychosocial support and peer recovery support as well. So it's a 6-month outpatient program. Our company, our business model is B2B. So we do have many treatment facilities as well as medical experts and medical providers that utilize our program and offer that to their patients. So in a nutshell, that is what we do. And back in 2016, we did actually form a subsidiary, which is BioCorrex Pharmaceuticals. We do have a pipeline of products there, one of which our listeners are probably familiar with, and we are taking a separate naltrexone implant formulation through FDA approval, which is BICX 102. And we did actually receive a grant from NIDA earlier this year for $5.7 million to be able to do that. So we're currently in that process right now.
Your flagship product has been around for a long time. What makes yours so special, and how do you administer it to your B2B clients?
I think what makes our program unique and special is that we do combine the medication along with the psychosocial support. It's very important for these individuals to be able to get that CBT, which is the cognitive behavioral therapy, along with the medication to really give them a fighting chance at long-term sobriety. And the medication itself does block the effects of the opioids and also helps to eliminate the craving. So the combo of the medication with the psychosocial support is very, very important and crucial to long-term recovery for these individuals. And I think that's what makes us unique. We're not just providing the medication, we're providing a comprehensive program.
I want to switch gears here for a second. This week you came out with a wellness app, Unicrave RX. What is that going to do for your company?
Uncrave RX is our official name for our weight loss program. The full program will be available, we're estimated to have it available in October of this year. So what we've done is we've combined the medication, which is an anti-craving medication, the same medication, naltrexone, that we use on the addiction side of the business. We found that it worked very, very well for cravings. This weight loss program has been in the making for the last couple of years for us, so we're really excited to get this launched. Our virtual application is actually available right now on the App Store for Android and Apple phones. So for our listeners that want to do that, you can go to myuncraverx.com and be able to download a 30-day free trial of our app. The numbers when it comes to weight loss are very staggering. it's actually, you have 2/3 of Americans that are either overweight or obese.
Absolutely.
And the treatment market in itself right now is $175 billion and expected to be $245 billion by 2022. So our program includes the anti-craving medication combined with the virtual app for every aspect of support. So that means physical activity, meal planning, questions, and all. It's focused on all ages, and our obviously our goal and our target here with our weight loss program is overall wellness. So being able to lose the weight and maintain the weight. Our app is super unique in the aspect of having it on-demand fitness, lifestyle support, and nutrition, including 24/7 messaging. I've used a lot of apps over the years myself and haven't quite come by something as unique as this. So any support that's needed, there's always someone readily available on the other end. So we're super excited to have at least a portion of our program launched right now with our app being released this week.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is BioCorax, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. April, you guys raised some money, roughly around $6 million. What are your plans for that money, and do you plan on uplisting to a different exchange?
Yes, we're excited. This year has been monumental for us. Aside from launching the weight loss in October, we had two private individuals that truly believe in the social impact of our company. They wanted to invest in a company that is doing work that they believe in, and that was BioCorax for them. So we are super excited. The proceeds from the funds that we raised this year, much of that is going towards launching the weight loss program. But I think overall, it's just a great compliment to BioCorax and the management team that we've made such a great impression on these individuals and are doing the work that our investors believe in. So we continue our plans for the uplisting, and we feel we're well on our way in meeting the requirements for the uplisting for the major exchange for NASDAQ. And we're planning, hopefully, to get there. We estimate that we'll get there in the next 6 to 9 months. So our plans for uplisting is still a go, and we're still working on meeting the requirements, and we're well on our way getting there. So we're excited to keep moving in that direction.
People who are looking at your company and looking at your stock, they're you know, looking at a market cap around 12.1 million. That being said, what do you want them to take away from this interview?
I think the takeaway from our interview is we're not a one-trick pony. We have developed now several programs for not just addiction, now for weight loss. We did form our subsidiary back in 2016. We do have a pipeline, so we are very diverse when it comes to what we do and how we do it. So there's a lot of potential for this company. And again, this year with our NIDA grant, with the $6 million that we've raised, we've never been able to do that from inception. So this year, again, has been super monumental for BioCorax, and good things are ahead of us, and we can't wait to get our weight loss program officially launched in the fall and start to generate real revenues with that as well.
Lourdes, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. You know, I wish nothing but the best for your guys' company. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back on in 50 or 60 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company.
I'd love to do that. Thank you so much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.